What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually this week's episode. If you want the bonus episode, that'll be on our website right now. If you contribute, it's tmgstudios.tv. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one. Peace.
Back to our roots here.
Yeah.
Went back to the old digs.
Yeah. Well, we did the 5-year anniversary in my old place, so
we got to do the 5-year
thought it was only fair
something.
Yes, exactly.
5-year and something.
5-year and something in your place.
Yeah.
And I was actually surprised to find out that you still had the lease on this place.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
No. Well, what happened was some people moved in here, and with our newfound success, I evicted them.
Oh. So you bought the building?
The building, raised the rent, got everybody out of there.
Everyone in the whole building?
Everyone in the whole building.
Oh, wow.
Yes, there's no one here.
So you didn't just raise the rent on this place to get them out. You just...
I wanted everyone out.
So that we could shoot this.
Yeah.
Wow.
They can come back next month.
Yeah. Okay.
Rent is $10,000 a month per room.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So a 3-bedroom is only going for like $30,000 a month.
Yeah, which, who knows, that might, you know, that could be a steal.
Yeah.
Right now.
Depending on what the market is.
Yeah.
At the time that this releases, which we are definitely recording in real time. This is
we
not
are.
Recorded in advance.
This is not recorded months in advance.
No.
No. Of course not.
This was not recorded in anticipation of your wedding.
Yeah. Yes.
No, which may be occurring this week.
Hopefully.
Or close to it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. That'll happen.
All things go to plan, hopefully.
Yeah. No, it's going to happen. Dude.
It does feel good to be back in here.
Yeah, smells the same.
It does. And, you know, just right there. I used to, you know, watch you make smoothies right there.
Mm-hmm. Smoothie bar.
Yep. And
you know what this is like? This is like recording in the metaverse.
Yeah.
We're just kind of pretending to interact
with
the world around us.
It kind of is. Yeah. No, what are you talking about? We're there.
I know, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, we're definitely
there. We're in your old apartment.
We're definitely here.
I used to forage for snacks in that little cabinet over
you
there.
Would.
Remember that?
Yep. Damn.
I used to get in there. What did you used to have in there?
Just random stuff.
I feel like, oh, you know what it was?
Mm.
Trader Joe's. You always used to have like the Trader Joe's like
snacks
in there, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or maybe chocolate cover espresso beans.
Yes, yes, yes. Damn.
Dude.
Damn.
Fuck those up.
Might have to go get a bag.
Yeah, you used to have the best snack. I can't keep that shit around because I just end up eating it all.
Yeah, well, we could tell. No, I'm sorry. Had to get the humor in there somewhere. So let's talk about bulldozing El Segundo. I like
that. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so this is our plan.
Assuming
we get elected for city planner.
No, I mean,
guys.
Even if Prop 27 has passed, which it may have passed.
Yes, I know that prop.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the prop
for gambling.
Gambling. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Gambling. That really is the only one I,
yeah.
I know.
Well, Cody voted no on Prop 1, and he doesn't know what that means, and that's even funnier.
I feel like that's bad.
Yeah. Cody is...
No, you just told me that's the abortion one.
Yeah, yeah. Cody's extremely against Prop 1. He has no idea what Prop 1 is.
Again, I'm assuming that's bad.
Yeah.
Yes, so I'm going to disagree with that, with what you just said.
Yeah, so this is our plan, guys. Now that Prop 27 has passed, we think...
Hopefully.
God
willing.
We are going to take a certain pocket of California called El Segundo. If you don't know where this is or what it is, if you're a listener in perhaps Portugal, El Segundo is this beautiful...
Portugal?
Yeah, if you're from Portugal.
Okay. So this is just for the people listening from Portugal.
No, I'm trying to paint them an image. Like if you're from
just
Portugal.
Just the people from Portugal, though?
Oh, yeah, because English people aren't real.
Okay. And,
you know,
okay, yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. Sorry, continue painting.
If you were, you know, if you could imagine a beautiful stretch of land filled with such a useless conglomerate of things, you know, office buildings that have, you know, 60 stories and only 2 of them used by an old e-commerce company.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wait, which one? You don't know.
I
thought it might have been like eBay or something.
No, you couldn't even tell. I couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
That's how old it
might
is.
As well be eBay.
Yeah.
It's like, who still uses eBay?
Yeah. You know,
how do they even...
there's a weird diversion. There's a weird division of Live Journal left over in there. Somehow they're still going, you know?
And let me just say this too. The roads are really big and wide. There's a lot of like land over there for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's being utilized for these big, like unassuming, kind of like sort of depressing corporate office buildings and fast food places.
Yeah.
It's one of those two things.
Yeah.
But recently, they put a Topgolf in that fucker.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we're going to take this piece of land right here and build something fun and interesting and cool.
Yep.
And I feel like this could be the start of a sort of like entertainment wave in that whole area, especially now that we might have
gambling,
legal gambling in California. We were just talking about, imagine fucking Caesar's Palace. Pow!
Yeah.
Fucking the Paris one.
Yeah, I think it's just called Paris.
Paris.
Paris Casino.
Yes.
Pow!
Pow! The where, you know, Carrot Top plays.
Yep.
Fucking Luxor. Pow!
With the replica Eiffel Tower as well.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
I would love to have sick casinos here.
Well, because, dude, then you'd have, okay, you could have mini Vegas right there, and then that L.A. Monorail that they're building for the airport.
Okay.
Because, you know, the metro is going to connect up, like the metro line is going to connect up to that line to take you to the airport in some years. Okay. So there's going to, so imagine now if they just build some extra track for that monorail from the airport.
Yeah.
And it just goes down to 105.
Yes.
And spits you out on Casino Boulevard.
Yeah. No, but then it goes through the New York hotel and does the roller coaster.
Yep, yep.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
You're coming from the airport with your baggage and stuff like that, and all of a sudden you're on a loop-de-loop.
Dude.
Imagine how thrilling that would be. And then it spits you out right at the Aria.
I hate this because it's a reality that we're not going to get.
I know.
And I hate fantasizing. Do you know how much I would love to take an Uber, fly to Vegas, lose a bunch of money, fly back, get on a monorail, and then go to Casino Boulevard?
And then do the same thing.
Yeah, and then double up and make all my money back.
Well, how are you supposed to win if you don't keep playing?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, just simple math.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine like, oh man. Imagine like you have a bad day at work and so you go just hit the slots for like
dude.
6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, dude.
Like, there's no better way to decompress than that. Damn.
Yeah, you sit in traffic on the 405 just to get down there to Casino Boulevard and you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
End my shit.
You know, your wife's hitting you. Where are you? I'm at Topgolf playing the golf simulator.
Yeah. With that has
the golf themed slot machine.
No, it's a golf simulator, but it has it's got cash bets in it. And I'm just hanging with some guys that I met.
Yeah.
And I'm just betting on holes.
I'm at the sports book at Topgolf watching horse racing. Just betting with these random dudes I don't know.
Okay, well, my tits hurt from breastfeeding, so if you want to come back at any time, let me know. I would love it if you came back. My titties hurt so bad.
As soon as I get our retirement funds back, baby, I'll be right back. Okay?
I wonder if your tits hurt after breastfeeding.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing? Because babies go crazy. Apparently, it like really messes up their nipples.
Oh, because of the...
Yeah, they like suck really hard.
Mm. That's why I can't have a kid.
Why?
I'd be jealous.
Well, I mean, like there's still one... Like the baby's on one. You could
hit the other?
Hit the other, yeah. Might as well even them out.
Make them right. Well... You know, I mean,
you can't have just one nipple, Rob, eh?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not like nipples are perfect, you know. A lot of ladies walk around with one that's slightly different than the other.
True.
You could use the baby to round it out.
Yeah.
Make the other one a little bit less aligned.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying.
So then they become perfect.
Yeah.
And then you go in there and you mess it up again. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you're going to be jealous of the kid?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
And get your mouth off my fucking lady.
I was just what was I listening to? Some podcast where they were talking about, or something, where they're talking about drinking their wife's milk.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw someone, what's the fucking guy's name? He's like a famous actor from like...
Mark Rober.
Yeah, the famous actor Mark Rober.
Yeah.
From Squirrel...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Squirrel...
Obstacle Course.
Yeah.
Squirrel... The movie.
American musical. Squirrel Warrior.
No, it was like Casey... he's from like one of those... like werewolf shows or whatever, but there was a video of him doing it. He had like, he poured it into some of his coffee and then drank his coffee. Apparently it's like sweet.
Yeah.
Are you going to drink some?
I mean, come on.
What?
Yeah. Got to find out.
Yeah, no, I'm really curious.
I've had people jokingly offer it. You know, like, oh, there's some in the fridge. You want to try it?
Yeah, I think you told me this one time.
Oh, no, no,
didn't
no,
you?
No,
what
no,
what
no.
story did you tell me that one time?
No, that was, we used to tell that story on tour. No, basically, it was...
did we? On stage?
Yeah. Okay. This was like very, very early. No, so I walked in on who is my now sister-in-law. I walked in on her breastfeeding. And it was an unintentional thing. I was just going upstairs to use the bathroom, and I like turned the corner, and I made eye contact with her titty out, and I was like, and my nephew just... You know,
yeah,
fueling up,
going to suck town.
Yeah, and I just cranked my head so hard to the right, I felt massively uncomfortable.
Right? Did you say anything?
I was like, yeah, and then
didn't see nothing.
She kind of laughed. We both were like, "Fuck, that was weird," and then we kind of laughed it off. But then what happened later?
Just say something weird, like, "He's really going to town."
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, then we go downstairs and we have cookies, I think.
Okay.
And then I went and got milk. And then it was just some weird, like, you know, it looked like some weird Freudian thing.
Oh, I see.
You know, where I got the milk because I'm thinking of.
Ah, but it wasn't actually.
No, 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 no.
Okay,
no.
I thought it was like in the fridge.
No, yeah, you thought it was titty milk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, 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 no. But I just. Then someone made a comment about me drinking the milk, and I was like, damn, I don't know if I can drink this milk anymore. I feel really weird. Yeah. Yeah. Dang. That kid is 4 now.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Grown ass man.
Damn. Still breastfeeding?
Nah, dude. Nah. But I bet if he wanted to, he would. He's that kind of kid.
So what's good?
I wonder if, you know, because we're recording this the week of.
Right.
But I wonder if.
The week of what?
Somewhere near
February,
your.
January.
I wonder if.
January.
So I'm really going to try to gun. Well.
What?
Sorry. Sorry.
You got to finish that one. Gunned down.
Gunned down, yeah. A bunch of truffles.
Okay. This season, yeah. I'm really looking forward
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, truffle hunting.
Yeah.
Late last year, I was really gunning to try to pack some weight on.
Okay.
Because, you know, last year I was pussyfooting about it, so late last year I was going to gun for it. So I wonder if by the time this comes out, will there just be a minor shrinkage in my appearance?
Shrinkage? Oh, like... Yeah. Of this episode, like, yeah. All of, like,
yeah,
you're
like,
yeah, yeah,
you know, just like
you're jacked, and then someone's like, not did even, someone free transform,
yeah, not
well for this episode.
I don't think it's possible for me to be jacked without roids,
right?
But I think it'll just be like Mario losing the mushroom and then gaining it back, kind of thing.
So, what my editor does, he did that last video, he
I
like made
that.
Me small, and then he.
I laughed at
put
that.
A mushroom.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
He's been starting my videos like that. Yesterday was like, I like screamed or something to start the video.
Mm.
And so he did like the Fortnite emoji or Fortnite like emote.
Oh, nice.
Animation and chose scream and yeah. then I screamed.
Nice.
It's funny, yeah. God Zayd.
Bro, I miss on stream whenever I would either roast someone or no, what I used to do was I'd play games, story-based games, you know, and anytime I killed an innocent person, I would just hit the victory royale.
Wait, on stream?
Yeah.
That's right. Really
I overlaid it. There was one.
I forgot about that you had that on your stream. Yeah. That was always really funny.
There was one where I think I was playing. I want to say I played. Maybe I didn't do it. I want to say I played this game where it was like a horror game and there was everyone in a house and I flicked a switch and I tricked like a triggered a gas line and killed everyone in the house. Oh, no, you know what it was? I played some game where you have the option to kill a dog.
Okay. Oh.
I shot the dog.
No, why?
Everyone was like, yo, what
that's
the fuck?
And then you did the Victoria Royale.
Just that sound, just boom. It's so fucked, but God damn it. Had me crying.
Yeah.
That's fucking good. I should have did that. Yeah, I should have. Yeah.
Over this, like, dog corpse.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this is fucked up, man.
Yeah. You can't see it now, but we're emoting on the dead dog.
That's messed up, man. Shouldn't be laughing at that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I think I was just more caught up in laughing at the fact that I triggered it.
Yeah.
Just the, watching. I was too caught up watching the
so
chat
funny.
Go, no.
People are having, like, you know, a really good time watching your stream. Man, I love Noel. He's so funny. Oh my God. Oh, man. I'm sad now.
Victory Royale, dude.
Man.
I think I might start again when I get back from tour.
Killing dogs?
Yeah. Kicking them. Dog kicking stream. Yo, we're doing a dog kicking stream this Friday.
I'm here at the dog adoption center.
And we're going to start kicking them.
Oh.
Damn, that actually goes down a dark road.
Yeah. Why? What road are you thinking?
Oh, because, you know, there's plenty of dog. There's like kill shelters.
I know.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, anyways, I think we'll start streaming again.
On Twitch? Not on Twitch.
Yeah, it's probably YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, your Twitch still, you got like, do you still have subscribers
dude,
at all?
Yes.
Yeah,
and I,
yeah dude.
I tell them, I say cancel it, and they're like, nah.
I still subscribe to Sam.
They're like,
I'm
maybe
pretty sure
day.
I think me and Marcus are the only ones. And every month, I get that fucking like push notification. It says, you've been charged $4.99 or whatever for Sam shots.
Use it wisely.
And I'm like, I'm buying this guy's coffee once a month.
Not
and
even.
He doesn't do shit.
Because Twitch takes half.
Yeah, so I'm buying his half of a coffee. He doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for when he gets, you know, back on.
Which is never. I loved his Who Wants to Be a Millionaire stream. I thought that was so funny.
What did he do?
He played the PC game Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's sick.
And he wore like a green screen suit.
What,
he like
Sam?
Went, yeah, he like went all out. Yeah.
Really?
I think, I'm pretty sure, yeah. It was hilarious.
Never seen him put that much effort.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, he's trying. I'm like, dang, this is genius. And then nothing after that. I'm like, what is he doing?
Huh. So you see how many people Stripe just laid off?
Mm.
I mean, they're the most valuable private company in the world right now, one of them.
Yeah.
And they just laid off like 15% of their... It's fucking crazy.
I picked a really good time to get back into stand-up.
Why? Because people are sad?
Everyone's laid off.
I mean, it's kind of... But that's kind of true. That should be a good time to be it.
You think?
People want to laugh.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
I mean, they might not have as much money for a ticket, but... I'm serious. Like,
I'm laughing.
And the next year,
I know.
That like entertainment, you know, people's entertainment budget are probably gonna dry up a little bit.
You know what's crazy? I was talking to my dad about this, and his dad lived through the Great Depression, and his dad said to him, it was actually the inverse. He said during the Great Depression, people always managed to like scrap money together for entertainment.
Yeah. Yep. That's really interesting.
Which I was like, maybe.
You know what's kind of interesting, what I've been thinking about? I mean, maybe this is a little bit depressing or whatever. Maybe it's not that relevant when this episode comes out, but it is kind of I mean, I don't know. We're in a pretty like fortunate, you know, blessed position where we're making stuff that we like to do and making money doing it, right?
Yeah.
So it just feels weird that now we're seeing people like so many advertisers cancel ads right before the holidays, which should be like the hottest, most, you know, the period of time where they spend the most on advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And now like having my close friends get laid off and stuff, it's like just seeing the effects of the economy before it really is like official that we're in a recession.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's eye opening, you know?
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
But yeah, I don't know. We can cut that whole part.
Anyway, yeah, streaming.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you gonna do?
I don't know. I think I'm just not sure. I kinda wanna convert the garage into this sort of, you know, I don't know, mega streaming thing.
Media house?
Yeah, like, or just like a media workshop thing, you know?
Yeah.
If I want to build a stool in there, I can.
Yeah.
If I want to weld some pipe and build a go-kart, I can.
You should definitely do that.
I think that's the move when I get back.
That's a great idea.
There's one project I want to do. Everyone's done it, but I just want to do it my version. Or just not my version, but just I want to do it myself, which is buying the Harbor Freight go-kart engine and building a go-kart just from scratch.
How much is that engine?
It's got 212 cc's, so I think it can go up to like 50 miles an hour.
No, man, how expensive?
It's like $300-400
for the engine?
Yeah.
And then you
have to like buy the parts and, you know.
Can you fabricate like anything around it?
You could, yeah, 100%.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So I think it'd be funny. People, like
what would you do?
I'd want to build something ridiculous. Yeah. You know, I'd want to build a frame and then fab something around it that looks so fucking dumb and super funny, you know?
Like, you should build a sideways car.
Yeah.
Like so build a go-kart that's sideways and goes this way.
That would but be the really wheels good. Are...
Yeah. No, the wheel, you can't see the wheels.
Yes, but it
like
looks...
Like the real ones. But you can put some wheels on the outside that don't actually touch the ground,
and it totally looks like
it's moving. Yeah, sideways.
Good
idea.
I'm gonna be
easy to parallel park.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the king of non aerodynamic cars. Because after the hot laps car, that's a square front, and then a sideways car is a square front. See, that's the real test of driving, dude. It's not fucking.
What?
It's not having like a car that's meant for driving. It's about having one that's really hard to drive.
Exactly.
And seeing if you can hang.
Yeah, test your skills. Make a backwards car.
Yeah. Someone's done that.
Oh, that's funny.
Dude, there's
that's really funny.
There's another guy. Oh, fuck. I wish I remember the YouTuber's name. Basically, he got a parking
ticket. Mark Rober?
No, but it's like Mark Rober, but funny.
Okay.
So this dude got a ticket for parking somewhere where you have to park head in. Only
okay,
and he reversed in, okay. So he chopped a Honda Civic, and he built it so it was both sides were the front, and he parked it, and then the dude was about to get a ticket, and he runs out, he's like, "Hey, whoa, whoa!" The guy's like, "Oh, I guess it's headed."
I love shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, dude.
I love shit. That's like my favorite type of comedy right now. You ever watch the dude? His name's Max Fosh, I believe.
No.
British guy?
No.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
He did some shit recently. One of his like recent videos over the last couple months was, it was called I Legally Became Draco Malfoy's Best Friend.
Wow.
So, who's the guy that plays Draco Malfoy? Tom. His name is Tom.
Jackie Chan?
Yeah. That's what it is. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to search this real fast. Are you finding that guy's name?
Yeah. I want to say why do I think it's Ross Creations who did that?
Tom Felton. Ross Felton. Tom Creations.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking of Ross Creations. Did he do it? Why did I say Creations with the S? It's Vlog Creations. Yeah, my bad. Okay, hold on. Sorry. I'm I feel like he did it. Yes, yeah, it was him. Yeah, Ross Creations, car with two fronts. All right, hold on, let me skip to the timestamp.
How does this only have 92,000 views?
No, no, this is a re-upload. Yeah, so he... Yeah. All right, so I'm at 350 right now on Car with Two Fronts by Ross Creations. Yeah, he drives away because he sees that it's two fronts.
That's commitment, man. They parked it there and then just waited all day.
Genius, man.
That's so funny.
Genius.
God damn, that's funny. All right, so let me tell you about this.
Tom Felton?
Yeah, so Tom Felton is the actor that played Draco Malfoy, right? And he's also a musician.
You fuck with Tom Felton?
Yeah, I do.
Tom Felton, these nuts?
I'm just going to make sure the guy's name is Max Fosh. Yes, it is. Max Fosh. So, I guess, like, Tom Felton is a pretty... I don't know, like, looked up to guy. He's a musician. He played Draco Malfoy. He's a good actor. And so this dude basically has this lawyer, like, draft up a contract that says, like, I'm your best friend if you sign this.
Okay.
Right? And, like, these are the stipulations. Like, once signed, these are the things you have to do. It's, like, once a year you have to wish me happy birthday and all these things. And then he found out where Tom was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, charity golf tournament. And he, like, got himself submitted. And he printed the contract on a t-shirt and then like bumped into him and asked him to sign his shirt, like wore the shirt underneath his golf.
Oh,
polo.
I think I've seen this
dude. And then bumped into him and be like, hey, could you sign my shirt?
Yeah.
And Tom was like, sure, yeah, I signed the shirt. And then he took it home and was like, now that's all that's required is for me to sign the other side and we're officially best friends.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
Another one he just recently did was like, you know, the phrase, the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
He like wanted to figure out what it felt like to actually have an elephant in the room. So he went to like flew to Thailand and just spent 24 hours in a room with an elephant.
Right.
That was pretty funny.
What's the other one he did where he got the two signatures on I thought he got two signatures on like Beeple drawings, or he got Beeple to
I don't think I saw that one.
Damn.
The other one that I really liked was he like became the richest person in the world for a little bit
because
he like created an entity and made it have like 50 million shares, and then he got one person on the street to buy one share for like $50.
Right.
So right away he was worth like 500 billion or whatever the math was. I forget. This is pretty funny.
Damn. The world is a circus, dude.
I just love ideas like that.
Yeah, where you just go all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think...
But it's smart, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love shit like that too, because it sort of feels like you're going all in every time. And that's fun. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love going all in.
I'll tell you about this one that I'm doing right now. Since this is gonna be out after.
Yeah.
I'm gonna basically like prove once and for all whether DJing is easy or not.
Oh, I was going to say that you could knock out Jake Paul.
Yes.
You're going to fight
that's
him.
My next one.
Privately.
Yes. Yes.
Just flatten him. Yep. It's possible.
I didn't film it, but it definitely happened.
Yeah. I definitely knocked his ass out.
No, basically I want to like, it's going to be like Shaq, you know, Paris Hilton, all these people like just decide to have DJ careers and right. All of a sudden they have them.
Right.
So like, what does that take? Like, do you have to practice? Like, what does it actually take to like play a DJ set in front of people and get booked?
Mm.
And so I booked a show in a month.
Sick.
I'm playing Winston House headline set.
Where is Winston House?
And so I went and it's in Venice.
Okay, got it.
It's like a popular music venue in Venice. I mean, it's like probably like, it's like a bar, but it's probably like the dance floor, you fit like a few hundred people there.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be, like, packed.
Yeah.
So I met up with Christian and, like, had him make me, like, a tech house song. Because I'm like, well, part of this is, like, you need your own music.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to meet up with Dylan Francis next week. He's going to teach me how to DJ. And then I'm just going to go practice and then play a show. I'm pretty excited.
I mean, that's tight. I think you'll do great.
I mean, who knows? You know, that's the point. Is it easy? We'll find out.
Crowd's just like, dude, what if you start walking the room?
What do you mean?
People are like, it's bad here. Let's go to...
I mean, that happened to me in college.
Yeah.
I told you about that.
Yeah.
So that could very well happen again. I'll probably make that part of the video. It's like, this is, you know, I'm not like entirely new to this, but like the technology has changed. The whole landscape has changed, you know, since I evacuated the dance floor in college.
Ever since I dropped a nuclear bomb on the dance floor.
Might as well just, yeah. Sprayed like fart spray in the middle of the dance floor.
Oh, you should load the mist cannons with fart.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's actually a super funny.
That's how you know your set is really good, is if people stick around.
Bro, dang. At a big ass festival?
Yeah. It's so good, though.
In a venue like that, it's mean, too, because it's got a, you know, it's got a ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
So the smell comes back.
Yeah.
It's not a... At a festival, I feel you could load a cannon with a fart smell and it would just go up in the air and maybe some people get a whiff, you know?
That'd be so funny. The things were just putrid. All the people in the front row.
Yeah! Excision!
Dude, did you ever... I saved this. Did you ever see that TikTok of that dude eating the century-old egg?
I was about to show you one, too.
So, century-old egg is, you know, definitely a
dragon egg?
Kind of, yeah. But, it, you know, it's a delicacy. People eat it. They find ways to cook it and make it taste good.
Wait, what? An egg that's 100 years old?
I don't know if it's actually 100 years. It's just fermented.
Okay.
And we don't have to watch the whole thing, but the way this guy just... dry heaves into camera. God damn it, man.
I got a TikTok for you too with some great gags.
We got forehead veins on that one.
I got a great Pornhub link for you.
It's hairy.
Good gags.
Is hairy going to work? Hold on. Let me
play you this one first.
Yeah, hit it.
So this is she sprayed fart spray in the room, and I guess her mom has like a really
sensitive stomach. Oh, hell yeah.
Weakest stomach, and I'm gonna do the fart spray prank on her.
I'm gonna do it.
Mom? Yeah? Can you come please look in my eye? I feel like I have something in my eye. Like, it's like stinging.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
Hang on, let me get the flashlight.
So you're gonna love, watch what she pulls out.
Just pull out a mag light. Oh my god, dude.
Oh my god. What's that smell? Oh my god. What's that smell? What's that smell? Did you fart? Did you fart?
I'm about to...
That's rancid. That's not even human. Oh, come on. I can't come here. No, that's disgusting.
Oh, come on.
I don't care.
I can't see.
Come on. Come in another room.
I can't see.
Oh, come on. I can't.
Please,
stand up. I can't
feel
that smell.
Please, no. Look at my eye.
I don't care.
Mom is actually singing.
Come on.
Like, it's actually singing.
Hey. I can't stand the smell.
Hang on. Oh, my God. You're so dramatic. Like, please, you're actually making me feel bad. I don't even
I can't do it. I'm gonna puke.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay.
Do
it. That's actually rude.
You're rude. That's not even human. That's not even a human smell. That doesn't come out. That doesn't come out of people.
Oh my eyes.
Dude, they're fucking.
It's so good. There's nothing funnier than that. Did you see the one where the dude's throwing marshmallows down from the balcony?
Oh, yeah. These
two girls are standing on the balcony below him, and he's like throwing marshmallows.
He hits her with the egg.
Yeah, throws a raw egg down and lands right in her mouth.
She's just,
why did you do that?
That one kills. That one kills. This dude, Garrett M, 1994. Bro, this is the...
God. There's no way this is edible. You know what they say? Make like Nike and just do it.
I'm already laughing.
Just take the bite.
Oh my.
You've had these before. These are really good.
Why is it black?
You love these actually. We're gonna do it. This is gonna be like, give me a second.
Dude, I feel sick.
Very aromatic.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I can't believe it. Imagine. Man, I feel like I can taste that.
Bro, cancel the rest of this episode. Oh my God, I can't believe that made you sick.
Did you not feel sick watching that?
No. I'm not eating
it. I feel like I could taste it. I can smell it.
Yeah, at one point, he's like, tastes like sulfur.
That's what I'm smelling right now.
He goes in for round two.
No way.
Eating it from the wrong side of the egg. I was supposed to start on the side that's gelatinous and slimy.
Why does it look like that?
Almost looks like gray water out of a septic tank. Bottoms up. You know, I guess I have no choice.
Fuck.
Century-old egg.
He was trying
man.
Really hard.
Yeah.
Where do you even get those?
You just order them online. Yeah, they look pretty crazy. You're supposed to eat them with things. Like.
Why? What is...
Yeah, that's insane looking, right?
Man, that I don't get grossed out easily, I feel like, in terms of food.
Yeah.
Man, that's horrible.
I feel like the name is what makes it worse than it is.
No, but it's just entirely black.
I mean,
when you think about what eggs look like in their natural state, it's like, yeah. What would it take to get it there?
That's what I mean. If they tricked you, though, you know, like if they told you this, no, it's overgrown boba.
Yeah, okay.
You might go, oh, all right.
Yeah, sure, give me that.
Yeah. That guy who snorts all the boba or like inhales the boba. It's just a vat of fucking century-old eggs in Thai iced tea. Sucking them down, bro. Damn. That actually got you.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Oh, fuck. I wonder if we're going to get striked for the chopping. No, it's Creative Commons, right?
What is?
Chopping's music.
Who's chopping? Who's chopping? No, don't get me. Doorknob.
Doorknob, yeah. Wait, so chopping, the composer. Chopin.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, maybe we will.
You fuck with Chopin, I'm chopping these nuts in your mouth.
I feel like it's going to be fine.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. Creative Commons is older than like 100 years, so it should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Chopping, that was a risky one.
Don't get me.
Doorknob. Jarvis.
I told this story before. But a buddy of mine who like went on to like sort of have a, you know, a semi-pro rugby career for a minute. He's always a big kid. Some dude farted in the mall. And then he called Doorknob, and then my boy was like, you better find one, and chased him around the mall, and the kid was screaming, and my boy just ran after him through the mall. He's like, you better find, I'm about to sock the fuck out of you, you better find a doorknob.
That's funny.
So mean, but so funny. Yeah.
Why don't we do that anymore?
What, doorknob?
Yeah.
Yeah, safety?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that's still, like, I don't know if anyone does that.
Yeah.
The old safety.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they're too busy. Like, that was, like, what we did in middle school, because there was no phones or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, punching people because they farted. That was how you passed the time.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like they're doing these videos. You go, who do you think is most attractive in school? You know,
yeah,
we never had any of that shit.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah, punching people because they farted is such a funny.
That's what we did. That's how you also, like, you know, told a girl that you had a crush on her.
Yeah,
you wait until she farts and then you punch her.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god. One of my good friends growing up is this story about an elementary school. He had a crush on some girl, and I don't know why, it was like, it was some game where you punch people.
Okay.
And he just walks up to her and he just socks the fuck out of her arm. She's like, ow, why would you do that? And everyone's like, bro, what the hell's your problem? And he's like, I thought it was the game.
So I'm just, did it work?
Yeah, dude, they're married.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Hell no.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
It did not work at all. God damn, man. Too funny. Yeah, anytime a chick farted in high school.
Yeah, you just punch her.
Yeah.
Like, that was flirting back then.
Safety. You know?
Yeah, now it's all like, who follows who?
Yeah.
Oh, she liked whatever, and she posted a TikTok and commented on it. It used to just be like,
did you just fart?
Yeah.
Roll up that sleeve.
You haven't touched the doorknob yet, so.
I'm going to punch out your shoulder.
Yep.
I mentioned this before, too, but I'm just getting repressed memories like crazy. One of my fucking gamer friends, him and his brother had the house to themselves for a week because or is his stepbrother, but their parents were out of town, and so they had to do chores. And the kid didn't want to take the trash out because it had, like, you know, they were young, so the trash was, like, disgusting. They had let, like, a bunch of days go by with that shit just filled and it was just nasty. And so he was like, let's play arms to see who takes it out.
Nice.
Yeah, and then my boy... he's a big dude, you know, or, you know, big for his age. And then his brother had not hit puberty at all. So he filmed them. It was crazy. He, like, made a website and it was just straight up like a raw FTP website.
Okay.
Like, it was just black, like a black background with text that had the, folder structure. You just, like, click through.
What?
Yeah. Because he didn't really know what he was doing.
Okay.
So he
uploaded. You could download this video?
Yeah, you could upload these videos.
Okay.
You go to the FTP, whatever the page was, and then you just download the videos. I don't think you could stream them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was this 320p video of him and his stepbrother doing arm. His stepbrother hits him one time, and he eats it. Just, he's like, okay. He's like, my turn. And his brother's like bracing himself. He sucks the shit out of him. He's like, all right, round two. He punches my boy back and he's like, okay. And then his stepbrother quits. He's like, no. Then it just hard cuts to my boy laughing, crying. And he's like, you can't pick up the trash. His arm hurts too bad. And his stepbrother just can't lift the fucking trash up. Oh my God, dude.
That's good.
Yeah. Punching people was the pastime. I think that's such a good point.
And Charlie Horse, too. Like, just...
Didn't play Charlie Horse. What's that? You just...
I mean, like, Charlie Horse is when you get punched in the leg super bad.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, yeah. People did that.
Dead leg.
Oh, dead leg.
Dead arm.
Horrible, yeah. Bro.
What about Rochambeau?
Well, was that when you break rock, paper, scissors, and then you just punch each other?
I think that's where you kick each other in the nuts, isn't it? You take turns, and whoever gives up first?
I don't remember.
I never really played that one.
This is just an exploration of a millennial male boyhood.
Yeah, exactly.
I know all like women are listening to this being like, what the fuck is wrong with boys?
This is what we did. We farted, and we punched each other.
Yeah.
And we punched each other in the nuts.
Oh!
Yeah, that was the problem. No one ever gave up in that game. you couldn't stop us from playing that.
There's
my
a reason
turn.
We...
Oh! My turn. Oh!
Yeah, there's a reason we kept going.
Yeah.
Dead leg was the word. What was the...
Sack tap?
Fuck that, dude. I was always on defense. would not let those fly.
Yeah.
Sack tap was horrible. I knew, or when I went to school, I felt it was definitely the white kids playing sack tap. So anytime I saw like white kids I knew in the locker room, I made sure I changed immediately, got the fuck out of there because I knew what was going on. Bro,
would play like ball grab or like dick jerk.
Nah, but I just got a memory of someone actually going around with a wet tip towel.
Okay.
Dude, it lasted like maybe 2 minutes. And the PE teacher came out. I was like, hey. damn, the locker room was brutal. You went to an athlete school, so I feel like you guys are just, you know, holding each other down and putting your balls in each other's mouths.
There was no locker room at school because everyone played sports outside of school.
Oh.
Like, we had no high school teams. It was just for people that were like, you know, had like, we're on like the Olympic skiing team and shit like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What?
Nice little flex.
I mean, we did have some Olympic skiers.
Oh,
that's what the school is for.
Yeah.
It's for them. And then the divers just kind of snuck in.
Got it.
So that we didn't have to go to class pretty much.
Got it.
Yeah. We're like, no, diving's legit too.
And they're like, okay. We'll allow it.
Yeah.
Fair.
And so the locker room, I mean, I've told you this before, but the locker room that, like, at my pool that my team dove at was like, it was like a public gym.
Mm.
So it was like a gigantic locker room. It was like downtown Calgary. It's like one of the main gyms that people went to.
Oh, so it was like old guys with their nuts out.
Yeah. And there's the dude, that was the dude with the, like, his whole dick was pierced.
Right.
He had like
barbells
all the way through his shaft.
Right.
All the way down.
Insane image to see as a child.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was like a teen. I was in high school.
It's still pretty insane image to see IRL.
Actually, yeah, at any age,
yeah,
it's an insane image to see. That was like pretty scarring. But yeah, you know, you see a lot of shit in public locker rooms.
Yeah.
A lot of old dudes' taint hair and stuff like that, you know?
Pretty scarring for him too. That I'm
Nice.
Yeah, I think, you know, like when you saw Lemon Party for the first time,
yeah,
you could still go, ah, and mentally disconnect.
Right.
But if you see a barbelled old guy dick,
yeah,
you're like, whoa, and then he's still there for a while.
Yeah, true, yeah.
You might see him again.
You can't really, yeah, I guess you can't really like switch tabs
mm-mm.
in that scenario.
Not mentally.
Yeah.
No, because then...
You could punch him if he farts.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Sack tap.
You just farted.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. What do you have in your
sack
dick?
Sack tap.
What do you have, brass cock?
That TSA must be hell for that guy.
Yeah, seriously.
It's my cock.
You're using that video of TSA like feeling the guy's pocket. And he's like, what is this? He's like, that's my penis. Oh, sorry.
And then that cop as well. Yeah. Remember that old one? The cop just like completely reaches around. He's totally just fondling the front of his fucking pants. And he's like, what's this right here? He's like, that's my penis, sir. He's like, whoops, sorry. Yeah. He just.
Whoopsie. Whoop.
Just like mushing.
Yeah.
You know?
Just squeezing the tip.
Yeah, it's like he's like letting a dog like sniff his inner palm, and he's just like itching the top of his head, you know. Just, nope, sorry. Yeah, damn. I'm just picturing an asshole TSA agent to the barbell guy. He's like, back through the scanner. He's like, I have a dick piercing. He's like, they gotta come out.
Oh no.
Put him in the tray.
Oh no.
Just holding up.
I said all metals in the tray.
All metals in the tray, guys. If you have. Dick piercing, clit piercing, needs to come out. No shoes.
Standing right there like, beep, 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 beep. Like,
yeah.
Screwing it. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. Squeaking.
It's just
sorry, I haven't taken these out in years.
And then
he goes for a piss and it sprays.
It's like one of those like lawn sprinklers.
Yeah.
Like those hoses for kids. It's just. Yeah. Damn. The guy like on the computer looking at all the things just does like that begrudging move where he grabs the tray and just throws it.
Yeah.
In there, please. Ding, 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 ding.
You know, in those body scanners, they see your cock every time.
That
they
sucks.
See your dick. Yeah, I know. They don't see. They don't show it on the screen that you see when it like has the little red square.
Yeah.
But inside, they can see your. They can see the shape of everything.
That's sick.
So they see your dick every single time you go through that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Just so everyone knows that.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah. But I just chose not to believe it.
No, it's full on.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I think it's
that makes
awesome.
Me feel really good
yeah,
about
same.
Myself.
Same. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. When they're like, when they started saying hands up, I'm going to do the cock shame thing.
Sir, hands up, please. Hand like the picture, sir. Like the picture. Both hands up, sir. Like the picture.
Just mad quick.
Yeah, it starts to go around.
Yeah.
Timing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you did that, but it worked.
That sucks, dude. I don't want people looking at
yeah,
my
so when
junk.
They, yeah, when they're like, stand right here, please. Just wait, you know, and they're waiting for the screen, but they also have like a little earpiece in.
Yeah, they're like,
okay, I'll tell them. Yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
You might walk in.
What is there?
So they, hey, I missed it. Oh, sorry. You mind walking back through for me?
Yeah, yeah.
Just humiliating you.
Hold on, I didn't get a pic. I didn't take a picture of the screen.
But I guess maybe the good thing is they don't see your face, right?
They don't see your face.
You know, it's just like in a non.
I mean, the people that are working there see your face.
Yeah, but it's like a, you know.
The people in the. Office. Yeah. Whoever's looking at those images.
It's one of those mutually assured, you know, privacy things.
Yeah, maybe.
Where they can't see your face.
Yeah.
And then the other people can't see your cock.
Yeah, that's true.
Pick your poison.
That is true.
You know?
But also, like, pretty sure MRI, if you ever got a DEXA scan.
I mean, yeah, everyone's
all
seen,
that shit.
Lots of people have seen your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I guess it, I think it sucks because it's like, hey, dude, I don't feel like that.
Yeah.
I'm taking a red eye.
Yeah.
Someone's scoping me out. I'm trying to get to the gate.
You're like,
in,
I have airport dick right now.
Yeah. Airport dick.
How are you going to judge me? I have airport dick.
Yeah. It's very.
I got pre-plane dick.
It's a weird temperature in here.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel your head swell up in a plane?
No.
I feel like I get that sensation. It's, I don't think it's.
Of your penis?
Yeah, yeah. No.
This head.
Yeah, your actual head.
No.
I don't think it's actually swelling, but I get some. Weird sensation, like my head is just getting shrunken.
Oh.
Or just like, it's like, not shrunken, but it feels like it's, yeah, I don't know, imploding.
I get that with my feet and my hands.
Definitely feel it in the hands.
Yeah.
When I ride the aeroplane. Bro, the guy next to me, when I was, you know, back when I did a show in Baltimore.
Okay. Oh, like way back, like months
ago. Yeah, like months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. But he, this fucking guy. Airplane etiquette minus 100. I was furious.
What did he do?
It was a early morning flight. It's like 6 a.m. And, you know, they time things out, right? They do breakfast and then it's lights down.
Mm-hmm.
During lights down, this fool opens the window.
Oh, no.
Just to stare out it.
Dude, like, that is like rule number one.
He's like kind of on
read
his phone,
the room.
Then he's just looking out the window.
Oh.
And, you know, I throw my hood on. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then lights up. We're about, you know, we're an hour out. A little refresher. Wake up.
Yeah.
Windows up. Lights up.
He closes.
Window down to go on his iPad. And I was like, you motherfucker. It's just your world.
Weird.
It's just your world, isn't it?
Why would you do it? Oh, maybe he just came from Australia.
Oh, so it's, yeah. Yeah. No, it didn't feel like it.
Okay.
And then he did the most psycho thing that I've seen on a plane in a minute. 45 minutes before landing. So, you know, it's not bathroom time.
Yeah.
This dude slams 3 cups of black coffee.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then goes and takes a shit?
No. I that's why it was psycho to me. He just goes, black coffee, please. Can another black coffee? One more black coffee. They're kind of like, okay, like we got, you know, we got 23 minutes left in the flight, dude. We can't do any more coffee. And he's just.
He's sitting there like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know how he's feeling. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Seatbelt sign goes on.
Ding.
He's like about to get up.
Ding. Sir, please return your seat to its upright position.
He's sweating.
Yeah. Or he's just got his fucking daddy, DD, you know, the fucking. What's that kink? the diaper kink. He's got his diaper on, ready to shit it all for his fin dom when he lands. Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's nuts.
I couldn't believe it, man.
How long's the flight to
first world
Baltimore?
Problems like shit? Long as hell.
Really?
It's like 5 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Basically New York.
Yeah.
It's super close.
Yeah, true. True.
Yeah.
Did you play paperclips on your flight?
No. How are you doing on the clips?
Let me check.
You maxed out?
Yeah, let me check.
I'm a loser. That's how I feel when I play this stupid monkey game.
Are you still playing?
Yeah. I don't even call it by its name. I just call it monkey game.
You know, you need to have the app open to make progress. So like it's the same as last time, which is kind of depressing. I know. I haven't been doing it. I haven't been tending to my factory.
You're tending to your clips?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of just on autopilot now. It's like a, you know, just passive income at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, you got to start up the business, dude.
I know.
Yet, Bloons, aka Monkey Game, you look like such a child.
Are you playing that on the plane?
Yeah. I don't care anymore. Yep. I'm a child. What can I say?
Yeah.
But I did a show, or I did one of the shows in Baltimore, and then, you know, like, it's so funny how my set has evolved. It used to be the last 25 minutes were like really dark, very uncomfortable stories for some people to hear.
Okay.
And then now it's more like the last 10 to 15.
Okay.
You know, I don't put people through as much. But one show, people were kind of like, damn. And then it sounded like I snapped, but I was trying to be funny. But I was like, let me enjoy go-karts, bitch. I didn't really have a good childhood. Everyone's like, yeah.
Go for it. Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, whatever you need, man. But now, this, ever since I said that, I like laugh. I'm like, damn, I really am just trying to have a childhood way too late, playing iPad games, racing go-karts, all this shit, dude.
That's funny. You have a race car bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing it in reverse, you know? I started with the housing crisis, you know, helping my parents through that.
Yeah.
And then now that I did that, I'm going backwards.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So that's why.
I scream for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Temper tantrums.
Yeah. Soccer team.
Yep.
Yeah. One of those?
Yeah. Yeah. Joining a junior league soccer team.
Yeah. Nice.
I did. It's so funny. I tried to play sports. I was just way too small. And my dad just gave up trying to put me in sports. He's like, maybe
what
not.
What did you play?
Did soccer for like 2 or 3 seasons.
Being small, it kind of helps in soccer, doesn't it?
It did, but I feel like in those club, like, you know, those pay-to-play, like, club balls, they're not really teaching you how to play. Yeah. They're just kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
Stand over here and wait for it. And it's just the kids chasing the ball. Right. Like, it doesn't even matter. It actually, now that we're talking about it, it makes me think how funny those games probably were for adults.
Yeah.
You know, your kids all hype to put all the shit on.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're not going to listen. You're just going to go out there and be a little shit.
You're not good at this.
Yeah. And you're
miserable for me.
Even if it wasn't, you're just driving out there and you're watching your kid receive all this instruction from the coach and it's like, okay, got it. Yeah, and then they go out there and they're just... It's just all magnetized to the ball. And the ref is like, guys.
Defense.
Something.
Midfield. Like, let's spread out here.
You got to pass it before you shoot it. And everyone just.
Farting and punching each other.
Safety. Diving on the ball. You can't use your. You can't headbutt people. He said you can hit it with your head. You can hit the ball with your head. You can't hit each other with your head.
Is it time for orange slices yet?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Of course, dude.
Orange slices are always the worst. It was like the parents that brought the, you know, the cookies. That's when it was like, oh fuck yeah, you really know what's going on.
Gushers.
Yeah. But as soon as you had a person, you know, it was like they like you would rotate, right? Mm-hmm. Whose turn it was to bring the snack?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then orange slices were never it. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Well, such a funny thing. telling your parents, like, yo, we need to get gushers.
Yeah.
I cannot be the whack one. I cannot be the fucking loser.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So funny how early that shit starts.
Yeah. Snack today, I brought broccolini. It's roasted.
I hate when Gabe gets snack duty. Shit sucks, dude.
Gabe's parents, they suck.
They're always just
fucking vegans.
That must be what it's like now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah, dude. We have century old eggs. The kids is.
It's good.
Just take a little bit. Century-old eggs and Thai iced tea dip. Get a cup of Thai iced tea and dip your century-old egg in there.
Ooh.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, in the future, it's going to be like, you know, it's just every snack is going to be Soylent.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Just different flavors.
It's Michael's turn today. He brought Soylent.
Mm.
That's what we had last time.
That's what we have for every time. Soylent.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're going to hop into the bonus.
Oh, is it time?
Yeah.
I don't even know anymore.
We're going to keep chopping it up. Chopping.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Hey, callback.
Sorry,
I was just going to play us off with some music.
Yeah, please do. No, we're going to get copyrighted for that. Balloons. Pop your pussy for balloons.
Bring that big fat pussy down to Kohl's this weekend. Let us slap it around with our brand new Lane Bryant line. Warm your pussy up with some brand new Kohl's underwear. Kohl's, where the fat bush is our bush. I don't know.